Some business headlines for you now. Moody's has cut the Ford credit rating to junk status. That happened Monday. The investor service downgrading Ford Motor Company's credit rating to the junk status, a move that could make it more expensive for Ford to borrow more money as it undertakes a sweeping global restructuring plan. The ratings agency believes, apparently, the automaker's years-long restructuring under current CEO Jim Hackett will be too costly to generate much return for shareholders. Monday's downgrade to BA1 is the highest non-investment grade rating. It comes as Ford and Hackett have repeatedly said 2019 will perform. But Ford is going to be losing billions of dollars over the short term to cut $25 billion in global cost over the long term. We'll see where that runs out. But right now, Moody's not impressed with that. At the same time, here's something that should concern all of us. The deficit has surpassed $1 trillion, according to the Congressional Budget Office. The federal deficit surpassing $1 trillion in the first 11 months of fiscal 2019. This is a problem. This is a problem. You have to keep your debts and deficits under control, but right now the debts and deficits continue to go up. Revenue comes in, spending goes out of control, and in the end we have $1 trillion in new debt because deficits become debt, and then you're stuck with it, and somebody's going to have to pay that bill at some point. Now, turning to one of the very biggest issues of the 2020 election, it will be gun control. It will be a conversation about whether so-called assault weapons should be allowed in the hands of civilians. It will be about taxation on firearms and ammunition. It will be a conversation about background checks and red flag laws, all of these things. Some try to declare some sort of a national health or national security emergency because of the 35,000 people or so that die involving firearms in America each year, even though 65% of those are suicides. But Chuck Schumer, flanked by Nancy Pelosi and Senator Debbie Stabenow, yesterday became the latest group to demand more action be taken now to disarm American citizens. The end goal here is the total elimination of civilian firearms in America. You can say that that's not the case. That is the case. A European-style gun ownership model where the only guns you have access to are behind lock and key at a local gun club or a local hunting club. There will be no transporting of firearms. There will be no private ownership in the home of firearms. There will be no concealed pistol licenses. All of those things will be eliminated over the next 20 or 30 years, if not sooner. If given the opportunity, many on the left would take your guns today, all of them. They don't care what they're for. They don't care about personal protection or the second, red herring of hunting, which really has nothing to do with the Second Amendment to speak of. But here's Schumer. Here's Chuck Schumer yesterday. Bite number one. Chuck Schumer, go.
We're here today for one simple reason. Too many Americans are losing their lives to gun violence. Too many families are just weeping because they've lost loved ones. Americans are suffering from this, from the abundance of gun violence in America.
Our first order of business is to save lives by passing, hopefully in the Senate, the bill passed in the House, for gun violence prevention.
So there they are, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, flanked by Senator Debbie Stabenow, my senator. I'm so proud, standing there talking about ending gun violence. But really, the drive is, without question, to end civilian ownership of firearms. That is the effort here, and don't ever doubt it. Rust never sleeps, and the anti-gun forces never go away. And in fact, I was watching, one of the big pushes for the elimination of ownership of AR-15s and so forth is because of their high profile link to some of these mass shootings. And the left saying all mass shootings have been pulled off by AR-15s. You see this on the internet. Of course, that's not true. In fact, the worst mass shooting, I believe, was Virginia Tech. That was a 9mm handgun. Now, that doesn't make it better, but facts matter. And in America in 2019, unless there's some dramatic change, and I hope there's not, unless there's some dramatic change between now and the end of the year, less than 400 people will die with rifles, all rifles. Between the years 1999 and 2018, less than 800 people were killed with AR-15s in America. It came out to something like 45 a year, one every 9 days. 45 people a year killed by these rifles. And by many estimates, there are more than 10 million of these rifles in private hands currently in America. 10 million rifles, 45 deaths a year. It doesn't seem that AR-15s are a huge problem. Of course, they're a problem when they get in the wrong hands, and so are a lot of things. A motor vehicle in the wrong hands is a weapon. A 6,000-pound missile going down the road at 75 miles an hour. In the wrong hands, people die. So I have to ask you about your priorities and what you think is most important. And I do not believe the government should be given the power to dictate to me how I defend myself, my home, my family, my community. Remember back in 1995, the riots in Los Angeles and Koreatown and the shop owners, the Korean immigrants standing there with AR-15s. That's right, AR-15s guarding their businesses from rioters and looters on top of the buildings, in the streets, and so Koreatown did not get burned down. Let the Democrats look at those videos once in a while. What are AR-15s worth? A hell of a lot if you're in a tight situation. And don't ever forget it. It is 52 after on a Tuesday. Coming up to the end of hour number one, we'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The traditional light bulb. A groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.